Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All right, the game on Thursday night, Anzac Day night, Storm v the Rabbitohs. Wow, what an interesting game. So no change for Craig Bellamy. Nelson Asifa-Solomona, he's named to start. So that might change with Christian Welsh. We'll wait and see. But for the Rabbitohs, here we go. Damien Cook back in. Peter Mamazoulas to the bench. Jai Arrow named is come back in from a shoulder injury. Cam Murray is in after completing concussion protocols. No Tevita Totola. Shaq Mitchell comes in for him. And Jacob Gagai in for the injured Tyrone Munro. As you mentioned earlier, Jared, they have never won in Melbourne. What's your price, Tristan?
Yeah, and the market is certainly pushing towards the Melbourne side. They're $1.19, the Rabbitohs $4.75, and the line's gone from 12.5 out to 13.5, and at that key number of 13.5, it's gone to $1.85, the minus. So certainly a strong push, one-way traffic for the Storm at this point, 43.5 the total points. The Storm just keep winning, but you know, in nearly every game, you think they're a chance of going under at some point. So whether they can put it all together on this big traditional game for them, well, a traditional home game for them at Anzac Day, it's going to be interesting. The Rabbitohs, how they come off that really solid effort against the Sharks, and the Sharks backed up their performance with a really good effort last week, and now they've had the bye to get themselves together to potentially rally the troops. I think this game is so important to their short-term future anyway, to see where everything sits. So I'm curious to see how this one goes. On paper, I think the number's quite high, but it's just how the Bunnies actually aim up. They'll need to put all of their intensity that they showed against the Sharks a couple of weeks ago to keep this tight.
And I'm expecting that for the first 20 minutes, but I just don't know that the Rabbitohs, on all of the form and everything else that's going on in the club at the present moment, can sustain that. I think they start well, they come off a bye, there'll be a little bit of a freshen up and, you know, 10 days of training and focus and the like. I worry about their middle. I think with Totola out, I thought right from the start of the season, they were already one big man short in the middle. You know, does Arrow play? I mean, he's been named. We'll wait and see. The worry about the Rabbitohs clearly is that off six games, they're leaking 34 points a week. My goodness, that's just an absolute horrible stat. Then going down to Melbourne, 18 times have been to Melbourne and lost all 18. The last 11 in a row at Amy Park is just a staggering record against them. I went looking for the Storm at 12.5 for the last couple of days. They've won 5 from 6. It's very typical of a Bellamy start to the season. They just keep winning, and it's not so much about margins. It's about winning and then building a bank that takes them into the season. But the problem is the last 4 wins have all been by margins of 6, 2, 2, 4. You know, I don't want to be giving up 14, although I think they've got the potential to put this game away. Anzac Day might see a little bit more out of the Rabbits. I just wonder if they can sustain that once their rotation start into half-time and then the second half. Certainly with the Storm, I think they'll be winning. I'll be having them straight up in a couple of different all-ups through the weekend. And I just wonder if the death march noises start again for the Rabbits after this game.
Well, Jared, the bookmakers have set the line at 13.5. Where are you on that?
I'd be in the minors, Jimmy.
Yeah, righto. Okay, I was ready to launch into a lunch bet on that one. The Storm haven't won a game by more than 8 points this year. So as you say, that's I don't know whether it's typical of the Melbourne Storm, but it seems to be the way they've characterised themselves over the last couple of years. However, they've got a South Sydney side that is still all at sea. The best thing that happened to South Sydney was the bye. It took everything out of the spotlight, thrust a couple of other teams into the spotlight, which we'll get to very shortly. But I think all of those cracks are going to be uncovered again down there at Amy Park. It's the Melbourne Storm on an emotion-charged night. I don't think we've seen the best. Jerome Hughes is the second-best halfback in the competition. He was exceptional against the Roosters, and clearly the difference there. Munster feels like he's not fully fit, but we sort of know that. Harry Grant, is something going on there. He's not the effective player that he was previously. And I still think that Pappenhausen can get back to his best, although he might have shaded James Tedesco last week. Add to that, Eli Katoa, Sean Bloor, who's been superb for them on the edge. They're ready to explode in my mind. I see this as a minus 13.5 game, emotion charge down there at Amy Park on Anzac Day. They do it very well. I'm expecting a big Storm victory.
43.5, Jimmy. You think there's points in the game?
Jared, see these? Those fingers have been burnt. So
I think it's an overs game, Jimmy. There you go. I'm on your side. I think there's 44 overs, or more. Right. I think the Storm kick away late.
Yeah. You're looking at a 32-12 scoreline, aren't you?
Yep.
Which just gets you home, Jared. So there we go.